Good morning, people. This is John Manimus Medeiros, your part-time revolutionary. And it is February 24th, 2022. Time is running out to save American democracy, and that's up to you. My webcasts are intended to support a revolution by vote, which means a revolution by voters, voters who vote. Voting. And why? Why a revolution by vote? Why do I claim that this is the way to save American democracy? Well, it's because of the old saying, if you want to get something done, you got to do it yourself. And there is no one, no group, no individual, no hero in the Republican Party or Democratic Party or Progressive Party or anywhere who is going to save American democracy. We may have had a shot at it in 2016 when Bernie Sanders should have been nominated to be the Democratic candidate for president, but that party is in a coalition with the Republicans to prevent any progressive or democratic socialist from exercising political power at the higher levels, or any level for that matter, I would imagine. But that's an unwritten coalition which is destroying American democracy, that two-party coalition to prevent progressive and democratic socialist policies, even if that is what people actually want. You know, I do believe that that's what the 40% who don't vote want. They want more progressive government, and they want more choices. They want more political parties. You can find that on my website and on other online reports about why people don't vote. So let's get down to business here. Today I want to talk mainly about why a demand for mandatory voting is a legitimate demand, as well as the demand for no party registration. It's really very simple. The demand for mandatory voting is based on a constitutional promise. Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. And of course, that means a democratic republic form of government. The word republic is taken from the Latin res publica, or re publica, means rule of the people, rule by the people, which means people vote. There may be some crazies out there who claim that a republican form of government means what we have, a plutocracy where the rich people control everything and write laws to keep themselves rich. But that's not a democratic republic. That's a plutocracy, and it usually leads to disaster. It's certainly not a democracy. So let's compare that just quickly to jury duty. Every state has laws requiring jury duty. Why? Well, it's obvious. We have a right in our Constitution, all of us, that if we're accused of a crime, we have a right to a trial by jury. So in order to keep that promise and have a trial by jury, jury duty is mandatory. Everybody has an obligation when called to serve on a jury. So we have obligatory jury duty, mandatory jury duty, in order to keep that constitutional promise. We should have mandatory voting in order to keep the constitutional promise of a democratic republic. We also should have no party registration for the most obvious reason, and it really amazes me what people do sometimes. There is an old and very strong tradition in any democratic society where people are voting for people to hold elective office or voting on particular issues. And that is what we call the secret ballot. Well, what the hell is a secret ballot if you go in and say, hey, I want to register to vote. I'm a Democrat. I want to register to vote. I'm a Republican. I'm an independent. I'm a progressive. I'm a right to life or who knows what. So why is the government, do they ask? You know, when you register to vote, they say, how are you going to vote? Could you please let us know how you're going to vote in advance? Well, you know, if you really did that and you did it efficiently, we wouldn't need to have elections, would we? Because we would know how everybody's going to vote. that certainly would not make a sensible election system. So in order to maintain the important democratic tradition of secret ballot, when people register, they should, it shouldn't be any party registration. You just register. I'm here, I'm a citizen, I'm qualified to vote, I'm registering to vote. That's it. Your job is just to run the election. You have no need to know how I'm going to vote. I don't know how I'm going to vote. I might be in a habit of voting for certain candidates from a certain group or from a certain political party, but that doesn't mean I know that's the way I'm going to vote in the next election. There should be no party registration. It's used for gerrymandering. It's used destructively. It's used to try to predict and control how each voting district will swing. If you change the shape and give it a ridiculous shape, geographic shape of a voting district, you can almost guarantee that it will be either a Republican prevailing or Democrats prevailing. So we're trying to defeat the purpose of elections, which is to implement the will of the people. Let's not implement the will of the people. Let's implement the will of the people in power and make sure we can win elections by gerrymandering and by voter suppression. The main purpose of election in 2022 should be to reject and prevent voter suppression from continuing. I'll talk about that again later, because in the future my webcasts are going to be about why vote donation and party coalition should work and be very easy to implement, as well as a referendum in the election of 2022. The goal of mandatory voting and no party registration is for campaign 24. That's for the 2024 election, a couple of years from now. But for this November in 2022, we can easily have a referendum on voter suppression and clearly reject it and let both of the two parties in our tyrannical two-party system, let them both know that the voters of the United States of America will not tolerate voter suppression. We want everybody to vote because that's how you have a democracy. We don't want to go back to colonial times or the first couple of decades of our United States of America, when the only people who could vote were males who owned property. So that's it for why mandatory voting and no party registration are reasonable demands for campaign 2024. And there's tremendous quantity of material on my website or the website for the Real Democracy Party movement, for the Revolution by Vote movement. Revolution by Voter organization is what we're doing, or trying to do. This is what I'm trying to promote, describe, explain how the voters can take action to save our democracy, because if we don't, no one else is going to do it. The system is too deeply entrenched. Talked about that on a previous webcast. There is a new essay on the website. It's called, let's see here, it's The Two-Party Tyranny in America, The History of the Problem and the Best Legal Solution. Yep, that's what I feel is the best legal solution, voter revolution by a voting organization, by organizing voters to cast their ballots in favor of a real democracy. That essay is online at therealdemocracyparty.org, and there's a PDF version so that you can copy it. There's also a PDF version of the banner or bumper sticker that I recommend for the referendum in November of 2022, And like I said, I will soon, in another webcast in the immediate future, explain how we can have that referendum in November of 2022. Very easy. You don't need the state's permission. You don't need to collect voter petitions or file any forms or anything. All you need to do is think and vote. All right, people, thank you very much. This was a short one, and I'm glad I'm starting to meet my my intended plan for your convenience to make these webcasts shorter. This one is 11 minutes.